smile here in a second. Again, good morning. We are once more in Joshua 14, verse 9. Joshua 14, verse 9. So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot is trodden shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully." We've looked at this passage in the terms of the consecration that Caleb had unto the Lord God Almighty. There was that faithfulness in service and obedience and trust in the power and the sovereignty of the Lord that characterized this man of God. Caleb was not a prophet. He was not a great king or a leader or a shepherd of the people. He had been a spy sent by God to scout out the promised land. In his faithful yet rejected arguments to the people, he had entreated them to enter the land and to trust the Lord to fight his battles. Accordingly, he and Joshua were the only two remaining members of that first generation who were alive and were permitted to enter and to inhabit the land of God's promise. Then we looked at it in the terms of the faithfulness of God in all his promises. He does not lightly enter into covenant oaths by which his name is set as the seal. Everything that God says he will do, he will do. This was pointed out in type by this guarantee to Caleb to have all the land upon which his foot had trod. This was a promise of the Lord to Caleb and to his generations to follow. This faithful servant received the fulfillment of the assured pledge of God to enter and to obey or to enjoy the richness of the fruit of the land. This then brings us to our final consideration of this current passage at this time. It is the fact of the blessing that is promised by God in all his faithfulness and truth and grace. We cannot move on in our study without getting some glimpse into that which is part of the promise of God upon those whom he has chosen unto himself. We are fully part of this divine pledge of blessing, especially in our current day. We picked this promise up as it was detailed clearly to his people in Exodus 19, verses 4 through 6a. Exodus 19, 4 through 6a. "You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." The great promise for those who belong to the Lord is a relationship which brings us into the very presence of God as his priests and as his nation. Consider what was established by the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. All that was inherent in us, in that old nature of sin and disobedience, was completely eradicated, put to death on the cross with Jesus. We have been cleansed by His blood, and we have been raised up in the power of His resurrection to be seated in the very presence of the only living, most holy Lord God Almighty. We are now brought before our Heavenly Father, no longer as sinners, but as His very family members, adopted and sealed by the Holy Spirit. We, right now, today, are given complete and unrestricted access into that place of constant communication and service of worship in His direct presence. We share together in all the wealth of the spiritual treasury of our joy and peace and right standing in Jesus Christ. All the eternal weight of the immeasurable riches of Christ Jesus, with which we are now lavished by God, is manifestly detailed in this His blessing. So many of us may say to ourselves, great, that is a promised blessing for the time we get to heaven. What about right now in the life that we are called to live on the earth today? Consider what God declared in all His majesty and fullness and truth in Deuteronomy 4, 30 and 31. Deuteronomy 4, 30 and 31. When you are in distress, and all these things have come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and listen to His voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which He swore to them. God has His heart completely directed toward us. He makes Himself known to us in all those ways in which He fully proves His faithfulness in meeting the every need of our every day. He is with us now and always in His omnipotence, His omnipresence, and His omniscience. He is our wisdom. He is our strength. He is our endurance. He is our source of rest and peace and comfort. All that He is, He lavishes upon us as each day unfolds. We are never alone in this walk. As we seek Him, as we turn to Him, as we obey Him, and as we honor Him, so our daily needs are met in Him. His faithfulness and His compassion and the full manifestation that He is carrying out His promised blessing is the bedrock of our lives this very day. In this reality, The Lord cried out to his people of old and to us in our reading and consideration of his word. He laid forth the path in which we are to conduct ourselves and what he wants to fully establish for that walk upon this earth with those whom he has chosen to himself. This is detailed succinctly in Deuteronomy 5:29. Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their sons forever. He wants to be able to lavish the fullness of himself and his presence and his blessing completely upon his people. He knows they need a heart that would want the same relationship with him and would desire to know him and the complete manifestation of his blessing upon them and their posterity. Therefore, the heart of God could only come into full fruition in the humanity whom he had created through his redemption in Jesus Christ. The key is that God chose to so pour out his eternal blessing upon those whom he knew would seek him and find him and desire this consecrated relationship in his presence as his people. The Lord is not slack in fully declaring what is in his heart in this promised blessing upon his chosen people. This is something that is absolutely lavished upon us in Jesus Christ. All the promised blessings of God are there for those who will seek him with all their hearts and with all their minds and with all their beings. It will overflow through the resurrection power of Christ blooming in the living relationship that was ever at the core of God's design and God's purpose. This is an eternal weight of glory, richly lavished from the heart of God upon those who are his chosen people. We live on this earth with the desire after pleasing him in our every daily dealing with those whom he brings into our lives. This is recounted for all those who will hear and obey in Deuteronomy 7:11-15. Deuteronomy 7:11-15. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them. Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness which he swore to your forefathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall be no male or female barren among you or among your cattle, and the Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will put on you, and he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt which you have known, but he will lay them on all who hate you. The Lord so loves to make this blessing known for those who will honor and abide by his plan and his purposes. He expounded upon this tremendous blessing in even greater depth and breadth and weight in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Please open to this so we can revel in what the Lord has for those who obey his every precept. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in this city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and shall flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, and in the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you only shall be above, and you shall not be underneath, if you will listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. This obedience is set in knowing that it will bring honor to the Lord in the righteous manner in which we conduct ourselves on this earth. This will always be in full accordance to his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Notice that God does not withhold any good measure in the declaration of his grace and his mercy, as he will bring us into the boundless measure of being his very family in Jesus Christ. All the promises that were detailed in the Old Testament find their achievement and their unparalleled realization in Jesus. Oh, the depths of the riches that are found in Jesus Christ as we consider the magnitude of the blessings of God in His only begotten Son. There is no manner in which we can count them all, as the hymn of old expresses. This is in no way a modern-day prosperity message in terms of what the riches of this age encompass. Those who are in Christ do not necessarily have all the wealth and the power and the prestige of this world. As a matter of fact, all that is seen as anathema to those who truly know the honor and the majesty and the spiritual wealth of the sustaining power of God in the walk of this time on earth. In this age, in terms of economic status, some among us may have much, while others may have little. Christ was surrounded by all different classes of people who believed in Him and followed Him. The truth, however, is that our spiritual blessing in God is not measured by any of the meager standards of human appraisal. It is measured in the endless magnitude and depth of our knowledge of the One by whom we now live on this earth. It is all Christ and Christ alone. Continuing forward then, consider what the prophet Zechariah was shown as he detailed in Zechariah chapter 3. Please turn to it. The third chapter of Zechariah. Zechariah 3. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. And he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him." Again he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes." Then I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments while the angel of the Lord was standing by. And the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and if you will perform my service, then you will also govern my house and also have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among these who are standing here. Now listen, Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you. Indeed, they are men who are assembled. For behold, I am going to bring in my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have set before Joshua, on one stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave an inscription on it, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and under his fig tree." The branch, the cornerstone, is Jesus. Look at what God declared so mightily through this vision of what would take place in the lives of those who would have their iniquity removed by the power of God through this His servant, Jesus Christ. There would be that establishment of a home, a place of peace and rest and permanence, as represented by the vine and the fig tree. It would be a condition of sustenance and of fellowship. This is what is now ours in Jesus Christ, as we are covered over by His righteousness and made to be that people of the Lord on this earth today. We are right now, this very moment, the representation to all of what it means to live by Jesus Christ in the very midst of this defiled and decaying earthly realm. It is the church, the true church of the Lord, which is to be the testimony of the difference that is now in place in Christ. We are the ambassadors to our families, our neighbors, our workmates, and even our enemies of the holiness and the glory and the splendor of the kingdom of God. It is from Him that we are now living through the power and the protection and the sealing of the Holy Spirit. That is why it is so urgently required that we conduct ourselves as detailed throughout the Scripture in utmost obedience to the Lord. Listen to what James tells us in James 1:25. James 1:25. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. Because our lives are so wholly blessed in Jesus, we need to do those things which we are taught to do by His Word. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit's every prompting, and we need to obey. Not only spend the time in Scripture individually and corporately, but letting that living Word manifest the truth of who we now are in Jesus Christ. This is through our obediently putting all that learning into action in our deeds, our attitudes, our thoughts, our prayers, and our rejoicing together in the goodness of the Lord. We can count on Him to meet our every need and every circumstance on this earth, no matter what we are facing. The Apostle John encourages us accordingly, as in 1 John 3:21 through 24. 1 John 3:21 through 24. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. And the one who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in Him. And we know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. We close this morning with the very words of our Lord as recorded in Revelation 22, 12 through 14. He reiterates the full promise of God manifested in the blessing with which we are now lavished. Caleb held on to this assurance and received the approval of God for his faithful service rendered to the Lord because he followed the Lord fully. Revelation 22, 12 through 14. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. So be it. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land on which your foot is trodden shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully. Amen. And the Lord bless each one of us.